As a volunteer at the Zen Hospice Project, Alistair Shanks sits at the bedsides of people who are nearing death. Shanks serves the indigent and homeless at Laguna Honda, a public hospital in San Francisco. Here's Shanks talking with fellow volunteer Mary Doan about how important it is to help each and every one have a good death.
I've been with so many people in various stages of dementia, and I always find myself wondering, what do they feel? What do they see? What is their world? The question that often comes up for me is, am I helping? I can sit at the bedside and I can try to pick up on physical cues from the person in the bed and see if they're open to my presence or if they're not. But if they're not able to communicate to me verbally, I don't know that my presence there is necessarily helpful. We don't know. So we do the best we can. Sometimes touch may be the best way to gauge or communicate in a situation like that, because if you touch the person, then you likely will get some direct feedback, and I find that that can be a helpful step to take, as opposed to just sitting with the person. I mean, I have a fear of being in a situation like that and having somebody come up with the best of intentions and put on some music. And being a musician, I have some strong views about music. I like all different kinds of music, but if somebody put on some music that I disliked and I was unable to do anything about it, that, for me, would be a form of hell.
So that brings to mind one of the things that we discussed, which is the notion of a good death.
So I think when people talk about a good death, that's kind of what they're getting at, is to not suffer too much. And one of the great challenges I find of being a volunteer is for me not to project my own preconceptions about what a good death is onto the person that I'm serving. I may have an idea of a good death as being making peace with people that are important in my life, having close friends, family members, around me, being able to say goodbye, tying up loose ends. And I have sat with many, many people for whom their families are, they're estranged from their families. Many times they haven't seen their families in years and years and years, and they don't want to see them again. They want to die without having resolved that. So it's important for me as a volunteer not to try to impose that on them in some way, that, you know, whether consciously or subconsciously, to try to assume that they're going to want the same thing that I am. Good death can mean so many different things to different people.